your opportunity to get polled and encourage you to cast your vote at gilreport.com. Also, at the Daily Notes, you'll find stories that we're talking about, including Illinois House members impeaching Governor Rod Blagojevich. That's right, the Illinois House voting yesterday to impeach Governor Rod Blagojevich. Now the Senate in Illinois will take up a trial and decide whether or not to remove him from office. It's sort of like the federal impeachment process with a federal position like president. The House lodges the articles of impeachment, and then the Senate decides whether or not to remove the governor or the president, as the case may be, from office. And the Illinois Senate will now get their opportunity to weigh in on the scandal. The vote wasn't close in the House, by the way, 114-1. The Illinois House members voting to impeach sleazy, slimy, shameless, scandalous Governor Rod Blagojevich. And the guy's absolutely shameless. He did go jogging during the impeachment vote, wearing some very tight pants. This guy is deranged, man. He's psycho. He's oblivious to reality. But he's still governor of Illinois. 800-688-9522 to do if you want to weigh in and join us. By the way, speaking of governor, the Tennessee governor's race is heating up. Bill Haslam, mayor of Knoxville, is going to run. Bill Gibbons, who's the attorney general in Memphis, is going to run. Lincoln Davis may run. Kim McMillan may run. She's former House Majority Leader. And Zach Wamp, Congressman Zach Wamp from over in East Tennessee down in the Chattanooga area, is going to run. And he's going to join us in about 10 minutes to tell us why he's running, what he hopes to do, and talk about some of the political implications. And we'll talk with you after that conversation and see what you think. A lot of folks waiting to see who gets in. I think in the next 6 weeks, anybody who's going to get in needs to say, I'm going to get in, whether they start raising money, whether they actually start campaigning aggressively or not. You've got to make it clear that you're either in or out pretty quickly, because this train's leaving the station whether you're on it or not. Another waste spill at a TVA site, this one in Stevenson, Alabama, following up on the TVA sludge spill in Kingston, Tennessee, that dumped arsenic sludge, poisonous sludge, into the water supply there. Now TVA dumps another big pile of toxic waste into the water in Stevenson, Alabama, and yet you've got TVA now wanting taxpayers and rate payers to bail them out for their ineptitude, for their ineffectiveness, while their CEO makes $2 million plus bonuses. Isn't it time to stick it to these TVA executives rather than letting them stick it to us? We'll talk more about that. David wanted to comment about the TVA spill. Good morning, David. You're on the Steve Gill Show.
Yeah, hey, morning, Steve. I'm glad you raised that issue about the ratepayers. This is amazing. There's criminal behavior on the part of TVA, and talk about sticking it to the victims.
I mean, they know this stuff's toxic. They know what they're doing is dangerous, and they do it. Anybody else would be facing lawsuits and probably being put in handcuffs and dragged off to environmental court somewhere. Why aren't these guys getting that treatment?
Well, it really gets into why I called. Are you aware that this thing is not declared a disaster yet?
Yeah, in part because the governor didn't even go over there for like 9 or 10 days after it happened. There's been this cavalier attitude of let's cover up for TVA rather than let's expose what's going on. I wasn't aware it wasn't declared a disaster area, but man, you look at the pictures, I don't see how you could declare it anything but.
Well, if you've got an email, I called up the Tennessee Department of Conservation. What is it? Environment and Conservation.
Yeah, TDEC.
Right, and I've got a voicemail that got dropped on me, so I can send you that voicemail. It's an audio file, and you could use it for your news. But she essentially says that the county can deal with it, and I'm dealing with the Kingston one, not the new one. But in this case, I mean, they're talking about 3 million dump truck loads of hazardous waste. 3 million.
So a tornado blows down a few houses, and it's declared an environmental or a disaster area before the wind clears. And you got 300 dump trucks full of
3 million.
3 million dump trucks worth of toxic, arsenic laden, poisonous laden sludge, and they're saying the county can handle it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. If you've got an email, I can send you the audio.
Yeah, shoot that along to us.
Yeah.
Steve@gilreport.com. And again, I mean, the governor didn't even go over there for 9 days. You're telling me that, maybe Phil Bredesen doesn't want to still be governor. Maybe he's completely oblivious and disconnected from his own job. But why does he wait 9 days to go over and tour the site and bring his influence to bear on saying, we're going to force TVA to do the right thing? Instead, he dawdles and delays 9 days to even go over there.
Well, this is, you know, you're talking about the impeachment of Blagojevich. Here's this guy. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the hearing in the Senate, U.S. Senate on the 8th. They, I think if you go to the U.S. Senate site, and I'll see if I can find the website for you. There's a specific, Barbara Boxer is a chairman of a certain committee over there.
Oh, yeah, and she was taking him to task, and the CEO executive looked like Mr. Smug. Man, he's kind of like smiling while she's spanking him over TVA not doing the right thing.
Right, yeah, it looks like it's the Environment and Public Works Committee. So if you go to Senate.gov and then you look for the Environment and Public Works, you can then watch the entire hearing online. And it's amazing because they go through all of the tons of arsenic, lead, cadmium, mercury, and there are radioactive isotopes, and it's not declared a disaster area.
Yeah, it's amazing. I appreciate the call. We'll follow up on it, and we'll get more of your thoughts and calls on it. Why is the governor not even concerned about this? Why isn't it declared a disaster area? Congressman Zach Wamp joins us next right here on the Steve Gill Show. He's running for governor. He'll tell you why in just a few minutes. Stick around.
News Radio 1510 WLAC. Depend on it.
The TVA allowed toxic waste to spill first in Harriman, Tennessee, in Kingston, Tennessee, and then they've got another spill underway now. Stevenson, Alabama, getting a little dose of the TVA love and affection. And they want to pass the bills on to the ratepayers, to the taxpayers, while they keep their millions of dollars in bonuses. It's time to tell the CEO of TVA, we're going to cut your pay and send you home, as Lamar Alexander used to tell, should be done with members of Congress. He doesn't talk that much about that these days, does he? And he doesn't talk about it at all when it comes to the folks at TVA. They want to be private when it comes to being able to pay unlimited amounts of money to themselves, bonus themselves and their cronies. Oh, they're a private company when it suits their purposes. But when it comes to their mistakes, their ineptitude, oh, we're a public company. We need the taxpayers to bail us out. We need ratepayers to pay the price. It's time to dramatically overhaul TVA, and it needs to start right now. We'll talk more about those issues. The Tennessee Titans go head-to-head against the Ravens later today. The Vols will be taking on Georgia as they kick off their SEC basketball schedule later today. The Tennessee hockey team, the national hockey team, the Predators go into action against the Chicago Blackhawks tonight. So a big sports day in addition to all the other stuff going on. And we're joined to help us sort through all the political issues and spill issues and TVA issues and gubernatorial issues by Terry Frank. She's a talk host in Knoxville, Tennessee, a columnist as well, and helping us get a little statewide perspective of this governor's race, among other things. And Terry, good to have you on the line with us.
Steve, you're preaching this morning.
Pass always.
The plate, every I'm going to
tie. Yeah, first of all, you're over in the Oak Ridge area and have been in East Tennessee for a long time. You know, this story is getting some coverage in Middle Tennessee, some narrow coverage nationally. I know it's getting a lot of coverage in East Tennessee about these TVA spills, the second one now in Alabama. And yet we had a caller point out today, they haven't even declared this a disaster area yet. It's going to take something like 300 million dump truck loads to move this toxic, poisonous sludge out of the Kingston-Harriman area. Why isn't this declared a disaster area? I mean, a tornado blows through, knocks over two trailers, and it's declared a disaster area before the wind stops. And yet here you've got this toxic spill. The governor doesn't even go over there for 9 days. What's the slow walk?
I have no idea, Steve. I mean, I really don't. I was on WBR's roundtable, and we talked about this. I guess the issues are is exactly, you know, how much of it is toxic. That's what they're doing, a lot of testing, you know, arsenic levels, that type of thing. I mean, some of the chemicals are naturally occurring. And so I guess that's a controversy. It is a huge mess. I don't understand. I'm not understanding all of that. I really don't.
I had somebody the other day say, well, it's the same thing that's, you know, basically in the bottom of your grill if you use charcoal. And you know, what do you do with that? Well, you put it in the trash bin and they take it out to the dump somewhere. It goes away when the trash company comes. So, I mean, are we really dealing with this stuff? Is this any different than what's in our grills?
Well, one of the things, I mean, there are strict limitations on the fly ash, but, you know, it can be used as fill dirt. We have, you know, as filler for building sites or whatever. I know we have, like, some industrial areas that have used that, but apparently there's strict permitting process that goes on there. So You know, that's one of the things a lot of folks are looking at here. I know there's a national effort. That's why you have the big environmentalists and the New York attorneys coming down. There's a national effort to use this to say there is no such thing as clean coal. This is the Exxon Valdez of the coal industry. Of course, you know, these are huge topics that are going to be coming up with our next
Congress. Think some of this is clearly being driven with the anti-coal, you know, environmental hysteria. And at the same time, if there's something, you know, about this stuff, why just keep it hanging around? If it's toxic, you know, let's do something with it. Let's just not keep it out in the backyard in a big tub and hope nothing happens to it.
Right. There's got to be a better way, definitely. And that's one of the things we did hear from TVA is they're probably going to change the process. At least that's some of the initial reports that we're hearing.
Yeah, although this isn't anything kind of new that all of a sudden, oh, it's a surprise that we figured out we got a problem with this stuff. They've been knowing it was a problem for 15 years. They just haven't addressed it. I will have to say that Senator Bob Corker is balking at the idea of taxpayers bailing out the overpaid, gold-plated executives at TVA from their own mistakes. So maybe they could just cut the pay of that $2 million a year CEO over there.
Amen. Let's hold him personally responsible. He can give a little of the cash back instead of passing it along.
Maybe he should share a cell with Bernie Madoff. Seems like they're two birds of a feather. Hey, Matt is live from over in Harriman. You're on with Steve and Terry this morning. Matt, welcome in.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So why hasn't this area been declared a disaster area? Do you have any insights?
No, sir. I do not specifically know. From everybody that I've spoken with, I have not heard anyone other than myself call this a disaster site. And thank you that you're using that word, because that's exactly what this is.
Man, it looks kind of like something you'd see on Mars when they show this disaster area of this, you know, just mounds and mounds of this sludge that, you know, came pouring into the Kingston community. And frankly, I am still shocked and appalled that the governor waited 9 or 10 days before he even deigned to, you know, take a break to head over and see what it was all going on.
Well, it probably has a lot to do with the fact that government is involved here, Steve, because if this would have been a mudslide and, you know, people's homes have been moved and driven to the banks, then it would have been a disaster. But when government has a hand in it, it's, you know, it's not.
Yeah, when
and
it's their fault.
They're looking at it that way. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
A tornado blows through. The governor can't get in the helicopter quick enough to go do his glad handing at the disaster site. But in this one, he dawdles and delays for 9 days. Well, Matt, keep us posted on what goes on over there. 800-688-9522 if you want to weigh in and join us. Terry Frank, talk host in Knoxville, also a columnist in Knoxville and regular political commentator there on our Newsmakers line with us this morning.